from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Mike Gundy's in the news again.
Great.
The Oklahoma State football coach. Who, if you didn't think, had already entered the gives no flips phase, showed it to you a little bit yesterday. Certainly when this soundbite came out, originally I saw it in transcript, and then I heard the soundbite. Mm-hmm. It was not what we were expecting to hear at a media day. Well, it kind of is, because you do have to deal with our players going to get suspended. So his... An All-American running back, Ollie Gordon, had a DUI in the offseason. Uh-huh. And Mike Gundy was asked about suspension. And he said there will be no suspension.
So I looked it up on my phone. What would be the legal limit? Like in Oklahoma is 0.08 and Ollie was 0.1. So I looked it up and it was based on body weight. Not to get into the legal side of it, but I thought really 2 or 3 beers or 4. I'm not justifying what Ollie did. I'm telling you what decision I made. Well, I thought I've probably done that 1,000 times in my life. And I, you know, it was just fine. So I got lucky. People get lucky. Ollie made a decision that he wished he could have done better. But when I talked to Ollie, I told him, I said, you're lucky you got out light because you make a lot of money to play football.
Strange defense of your player. We're going, well, you know, based on body weight and stuff, he only had like 3 or 4 beers. And I mean, who hasn't done that? Like, I'm no saint. I mean, but this is the coach of a football team. Not exactly the approach. That was the first thing I'd heard was that. And that quote was going around like, no, he's going to be suspended. He only, you know, 3 or 4 beers and who hasn't done that? And he's going to play. He clarifies his statement. I want to play it in its entirety with ESPN. I don't disagree with some of it, but still, you can do everything that they have discussed, but also have some type of suspension.
Yeah.
Some type of suspension could be happening. This is Mike Gundy kind of following things up with ESPN.
Ollie's very fortunate that he was able to get out of that situation without anybody getting injured, getting hurt. And when they called me the next day, you know, I shared that with Ollie. First thing I said, would anybody get hurt? No. Well, you're lucky. You could have hurt somebody else, yourself, and then you deal with that the rest of your life. You know, I have 3 boys, 29, 23, and 18, 19, and we worry about that all the time. And Ollie's going to play. You know, and I share this with Ollie. I said, Ollie, we're in a time where you guys are essentially employees. You guys make lots of money to play this game. It's different than it was 5 years ago. And
Your punishment's going to be facing the facts. That's why we brought him here today. I said, you're not going into hiding. You're going to face the music. You're going to have to stand up and talk to people and answer questions. And hopefully, more than football, you can learn from the situation you've been in. Because if not, then we have a real issue. He's going to play. And I'm going to do what I think, what we think is best for Oklahoma State football. And I think it's best for Ollie to play. If there's any punishment, it's make him carry the ball 50 times in the first game.
So am I to assume there'll be some off-the-field punishment, be it running in the morning or those types of things?
We've had multiple conversations about things that we think that he needs to work on over the next month. Well, really the rest of his life. But more importantly, there's things. And he's on a shorter leash right now, unfortunately, because I understand young people, we all make mistakes. But if we don't learn from those, then it's not really good. So we've had several conversations. We'll have more over the next month. I think that he understands how serious that situation was, and hopefully he can learn from it and move forward.
I liked a lot of the things Gundy said. And I like the fact that they're going to make him kind of face the music. A lot of times, you know, especially like on a media day, that guy's just not going to media day. They'll hide him on campus and not do anything.
In Vegas.
I appreciate all that. But also, all those things could be done, and you could also have a punish them publicly by taking away their quote-unquote job, at least for like a minute, like a hot minute. You can still have a suspension. I don't like the, well, you're paid employees now, so, you know, it's just different than it was then. I think you do all those things and still have a suspension, whether it's a game or something. I just felt like the story becomes he's not being suspended.
Yeah.
And the story isn't all the things that he said that he needs to face and why he's doing this and blah, blah, blah. I think you do both. That's to me where the mistake was.
And I just think verbiage was off.
Yes.
I mean,
the first one was terrible.
Like, yeah. So like somebody texts in, so we don't want cookie cutter answers from coaches. The coach is real. And we're like, maybe don't say that. Which is it? Look, this is one of those things where like there's a way to be about the situation. And that was just the way he worded it was not great. Like, I've done it a couple times. And according to DUI, it sounds like excuses. And it's like, you know, I'm not saying that I want the cookie cutter answer. Like the situation's been addressed and we're taking care of the situation. Okay. That also nips that whole conversation in the bud. Like it's over. Like, okay, they're working on it, whatever. But it's also like, don't make it about you as well. Like, don't go out here and be like, you know what? I've had a few beers and I've, you know, my body index and, you know, all this sort of thing. And, you know, he makes a lot of money. Why are we taking a stab at that? Like, okay. Yeah. That's, you know, football this year. But also, I'm like you. I kind of like how maybe in prep for, you know,
life,
you know, yeah. Like, hey, in the NFL, if this happens, right, you're going to have to face some music. And this is what media members are going to ask you. Hey, what were you doing out at 2-3 in the morning, you know, driving intoxicated? Did you not have an Uber? Did your team not have a, you know, a shuttle service that you can call? Like, yada, yada, yada. And he's right. Like, these are going to be life-changing situations. But again, we're going to punish him by giving the ball 50 times. You can hear the reporter like, come on.
Are you going to make him run some stairs?
Look, again, like, I'm not necessarily totally against everything he said. I'm against how he said it. And I know that might sound like a double blade there. But again, it's, you know, there's a way to be about it. And Gundy's always kind of been, hey, it's me, right? Like he wanted his son to do better in math, so he grew a mullet. And then he let the mullet kind of take over and he became like this, you know, and he's been the face of Oklahoma State football. And they've been good under his reign. So he's got a long sort of list of clout that he can do. But again, don't be like, oh yeah, 3 or 4 beers. I'm going to get into the science of it or the, you know, the logistics of what a DUI, we all know what it is. You drove driving while impaired or under the influence, shouldn't have done it. Okay. But don't go out there and be like, oh, I've done it 1,000 times and I just got lucky, I guess. So you're just saying he got unlucky. But then you want to be like, oh, we're going to punish him. It's like,
you can do both.
Yeah.
You can do both.
And you don't have to be a bag in the way you respond about it. Now, you can be a hard ass or a red ass and not a cookie cutter, but you can also be, you know, professional and not, well, I've done it 1,000 times. hey, this is Oklahoma State Police Department. Dave Gundy's car is leaving the parking lot. Let's just see what he's doing. You know,
take Ollie Gordon over yards in game one, I guess. He's going to run him 50 times. Like,
now you're Mike Gundy.
Now you're you're not having a punishment. I guess you'd roll with him in game one because he's going to make you some money. You could be a professional at that too, I guess.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.